Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Our spontaneous text question of the day. My fantasy draft is this weekend in my new fantasy league. I pick number 6. I need you guys to text in who I should take at number 6. Please do that for me. Also, you need to text in a sleeper. Somebody just texted in as a sleeper, O.J. Howard. No.
Hell no. No.
I had O.J. Howard on my team last year, and I kept waiting. Yeah, he's going to be the next great tight end, and he never did diddly poo.
Best catch right? he had last year was at a freaking baseball game, all right?
Yeah,
like, no.
Yeah. No O.J. Howard. Somebody just texted in. At number 6, McCaffrey, Kamara. Those guys aren't going to be available at number 6. Derrick Henry, somebody texted in. He may be available. Here's a good one. Sleeper pick. Devin Singletary.
That's
running back for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
He's probably going to, I don't know if he's really a sleeper, though. He's probably going to go fairly early, I would think.
I would imagine he might go second or third round.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, what we're going to talk about here? Nick Saban. All right, so yesterday, Nick Saban, greatest college football coach maybe of all time, coach of Alabama, he led dozens of his football players and other athletes on a march to protest social injustice and recent incidents of police brutality against black men and women. The group marched the short distance Monday on the school's campus from the Mount Moore Athletic Facility to Foster Auditorium. Now, Foster Auditorium is significant, historically significant, all right, historically significant, because that's where former segregationist, racist Governor George Wallace stood at the door in 1963 trying to block two black students from entering the University of Alabama, which was George Wallace's alma mater. Of course, he was the longtime governor of the state of Alabama. So Nick Saban led the march from Mount Moore Athletic Center to the place where George Wallace tried to block the entry of black students into the University of Alabama. I believe, if I remember right, the federal government had to send the National Guard down to the University of Alabama and tell George Wallace, get the hell out of the way so we can allow black students to attend the University of Alabama. So anyway, that was historically significant yesterday, in my opinion. Here was Nick Saban. Once they made the march, they had a podium set up at the door where George Wallace tried to block the entrance of black students. They had a podium set up, and Nick Saban and some of his players talked to the crowd that had congregated there. Here was Nick Saban yesterday.
This is what helped me grow in my role as a leader, to listen to the players, to learn from the players, and to give them the opportunity to do things that could impact social change today. So, you know, today I'm like a proud parent. I'm proud of our team. I'm proud of our messengers over here, and I'm very proud of the message. I'm very proud of All Lives Can't Matter Until Black Lives Matter video that we did early on that when I think had a very positive impact. It was something we did together as a team. This is something that the team decided to do together as a team. So I'm very proud and supportive of what they are trying to say in a peaceful and intelligent way. And I'm very pleased to be here, and I'm very pleased to see all of you here today.
Okay, that was Nick Saban yesterday, talking about how proud he is of his team. He feels like a proud parent. You know what, Nick Saban? I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Just as George Wallace was the most powerful man in the state of Alabama, you know, a generation ago in the 1960s, Nick Saban is the most powerful man in the state of Alabama today. Nick Saban is, again, for a 60-something-year-old, how old is Nick Saban? 68-year-old white guy to lead a march in the state of Alabama to the place where George Wallace tried to keep black students from attending the University of Alabama. I thought that was huge. I think that's huge. Now, a lot of people are going to roll their eyes and say, oh, it's just a photo op for Nick Saban. I don't care what it is. Nick Saban is the most powerful man in the state of Alabama. And if you're not familiar with the story of George Wallace, you should go back and read some history. George Wallace is the epitome of how politics can turn you into an evil man. I don't know if you know this, Austin. George Wallace ran for governor of Alabama in 1958, all right? He was a moderate then, all right? He got crushed. He got crushed by a candidate who was backed by the Ku Klux Klan, whom George Wallace had spoken out against during the election, all right? So he gets crushed in that election, 1958. After that, he entirely changes his political philosophy. He becomes a pandering politician, panders to the racists in Alabama. He becomes a staunch, hardline segregationist. And guess what? 1962, he won in a landslide. He won in a landslide, all right? He becomes the national figure of racist politicians in the South. Again, he was, but in the state of Alabama, he was huge. He was the most popular governor they've ever had. He was, I think he ran four times, all right? Ran four times. And when he wasn't allowed to run anymore, Austin, because of the term limits, he ran his wife, Lurleen, in his place, and she won in a landslide,
all
right?
Oh, jeez.
And he was the de facto governor while Lurleen was the official governor of the state of Alabama. And then, in the late 1970s, George Wallace became a born-again Christian. He moderated his views on race. He renounced his racist past. He apologized for his racist stances. He apologized to the black people in the state of Alabama. And guess what? He won the governorship again. Again. And that's when he tried to atone, and he made a record number of black appointments to state positions. And again, that was George Wallace's political career. Wow. But for Nick Saban to do what he did yesterday and lead that march, I thought was pretty damn significant in the state of Alabama. Do we have a thought-provoking daily poll on this?
We do. Considering Alabama's segregationist past under former Governor George Wallace, how big was it for Bama coach Nick Saban to lead his players on a protest march to the building where Wallace stood at the door in 1963 trying to block the entry of two black students? Is it very significant? Is it nice? Or is it not a big deal?
I think it's very significant. Again, Nick Saban is the greatest coach in college football history. The greatest coach in college. Sorry, Bear Bryant. Nick Saban is the greatest coach in college football history. For him to win the national titles he's won in this era of parity in college football, amazing, all right? And he is the most powerful figure in the state of Alabama. I think it's very significant. If Nick Saban is for racial equality, I guarantee you, a lot of old white guys who were George Wallace fans back in the day, they're probably for racial equality today.
Also,
because of Nick Saban.
Also, on top of that, let's talk about what Nick Saban is doing as a leader of his team. He's doing the best job out of anyone, at least publicly. I don't know all coaches in college, but he's doing a fantastic job of being a leader, giving these guys a platform. I mean, compare this to the Florida State issues that have been going on over there. Nick Saban has the trust of his players that he is looking out for them, and he is giving them the opportunity to speak their minds in a professional platform that is getting people to notice. It's incredible.
Yeah. So go vote on our thought-provoking daily poll at 96.9 The Game and at The Game Jax. All right, straight ahead. By cutting Leonard Fournette, the Jacksonville Jaguars move a step closer to purging all vestiges of Tom Coughlin's tumultuous tenure of terror. That's next on Open Mic.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.